The reporting and resources behind the stories you hear on WSHU depends on the sustained energy of people who care, people like you. I'm Ann Carrick. Your investments in WSHU Public Radio help us face daily challenges and meet them effectively, providing important information and ideas. Thank you for listening and for your support. We're expanding our world together.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Governor Hochul backs a plan to limit protests near houses of worship. Wegmans' use of facial recognition sparks questions about how retailers use biometric data. Plus, an investigation looks into how politics, proximity, and public dollars are colliding in Hartford. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is backing a proposal to create protest-free buffer zones around houses of worship. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vilkind reports.
The Democratic governor says people should be able to pray without fear of harassment or intimidation. Lawmakers first proposed buffer zones after protests last November at the Park East Synagogue in Manhattan. Hochul says she's on board and will offer more details next week in her State of the State address.
I'll be announcing safety zones around houses of worship where people can go freely to go to a safe place without threats of violence or protests.
Civil liberties groups say the proposal needs to be narrowly tailored. The U.S. Supreme Court in 2014 struck down a law that created protest-free buffer zones outside abortion clinics. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vilkind for the New York Public News Network.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote tomorrow on a bill to extend premium tax credits from the Affordable Care Act. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
The ACA subsidies help more than 140,000 Connecticut residents pay for their health care. A handful of House Republicans are expected to vote with Democrats to pass the extension bill, but it's unlikely to pass the Senate in its current state. U.S. Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut is the ranking member on the House Appropriations Committee.
If Senate Republicans once again block this legislation after it passes the House, then there can be no further doubt, my friends. Republicans and President Trump bear completely the responsibility for our current health care crisis. They created it, they ignored it, and now they have actively and repeatedly blocked Democrat attempts to fix it.
Healthcare premium costs rose thousands of dollars for some people this month after the subsidies expired on December 31st. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Wegmans' announcement that it's begun using facial recognition cameras at some of its stores has opened a larger discussion about retailers and others using biometric data. The New York Public News Network's Brian Sharp reports.
Wegmans says it is only looking to identify people previously flagged for misconduct. Public reaction has run the gamut from outrage to shrugs. Jonathan Weissman is in the Department of Cybersecurity at Rochester Institute of Technology.
If your password is stolen, you can change it. If your credit card is stolen, get a new one. If your biometric data is stolen, you can't get a new face and you can't get new hands. These are permanent identifiers of yourself that, if compromised, will always be there. Can't be changed.
Wegmans says its system collects facial recognition scan data, not other biometrics like retinal scans or voice prints. Walmart, Home Depot, and others have been sued for allegedly collecting biometrics on shoppers without their knowledge. Theft prevention is often cited as a key reason, but each new deployment creates a new data set. Weissman says the issue is how that data is safeguarded, because in today's environment, it's not a question of if there will be a breach, but when. In Rochester, I'm Brian Sharp for the New York Public News Network.
And earlier today, Connecticut Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff and State Senator James Maroney announced they'll introduce a bill to ban the use of facial recognition at retail establishments in the upcoming session. In Connecticut, questions are emerging about how close relationships may have shaped the flow of public dollars. A conversation on that is coming up.
Thank you. Hi, I'm music host Lauren Rico, and I'd love for you to travel with me to Iceland. This October, we'll explore black sand beaches, powerful waterfalls, and quiet, wide-open landscapes that feel a world away. We'll soak in the Blue Lagoon, wander Reykjavik, and on clear nights, watch for the northern lights dancing overhead. We'll be there October 2nd through 8th. You can find all the details at WSHU.org.
The Trump administration has frozen about $10 billion in social services funding to five Democrat-led states, including New York. The money helped fund state welfare programs and child care subsidies. The funding freeze comes after a major daycare fraud scheme was uncovered in Minnesota, but the administration hasn't provided specific reasons for freezing New York's funding stream. Bridgeport Police will soon add two drones to the force as, quote, first responders. The equipment will be used to give officers and firefighters an aerial view of a scene before they arrive. The drones will not patrol. Stanford started a similar drone program last year. New York National Guard soldiers are holding fewer military funeral honors. That's due to the dwindling number of World War II and Korea War veterans. About 6,100 military funerals were held statewide last year. A federal grand jury is investigating the relationship between a Connecticut state lawmaker and a Hartford nonprofit director, and how grants may have been awarded to that nonprofit she ran because of their relationship. How has it impacted the programs that were supposed to benefit from grant money? WSHU's Ebang Udama spoke with the Connecticut Mirror's Andrew Brown, who's done in-depth reporting on this story. Their conversation is part of the collaborative podcast, Long Story Short.
Last August, Hartford city officials halted a state-funded economic development program to help small, minority-owned businesses in the north end of the city. You say that's what prompted you to investigate this story. So let's start with State Senator Doug McCrory. Why is he under FBI scrutiny?
Doug McCrory, who is a longtime state representative and now state senator, is under investigation according to what is being requested from at the FBI, because the FBI is concerned about his relationship with several nonprofits in the north end of Hartford, in particular, a nonprofit called Sheba, which is run by a woman named Sansere Cicero, who the FBI is scrutinizing because she may have a potential personal relationship with the senator. All of this has been coming out in the past half a year since last August, whenever it became public knowledge that a federal grand jury was investigating Senator McCrory, as well as several nonprofits in Hartford. And since then, we've been at the Connecticut Mirror. My colleague and I, Dave Altamari, have been trying to stitch together and explain to readers why the FBI is so interested in that relationship.
Now, let's talk a little bit about where the money came from. Let's start from there. It was ARPA money, which is the American Rescue Plan Act money, which was the COVID relief money. States were given a certain amount of money to try and help businesses get through the COVID era. And that's where this money originated, right?
That's correct.
And basically, some of that money went to Hartford, and McCrory had a hand in that money and where that money went. Himself and the speaker, who were both from Hartford, played a role in that. Could you tell us a little bit more about how that evolved?
Sure. So during the pandemic, as you said, the state of Connecticut received hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government, not only to spend on small businesses, they could spend it on, you know, healthcare needs, essentially any type of damage being done by COVID. Lawmakers had the ability to spend this new source of federal money, which, you know, was rivaling in some cases, you know, the size of the state budget. We're looking at a huge pot of money here. And so lawmakers, including Senator Doug McCrory, during the 2022 legislative session, essentially had the ability to divvy up that money and decide how it was going to be spent. What we found is that Senator McCrory, along with Speaker Matt Ritter, initially intended to give $2 million to a group that's known as the Upper Albany Main Street Association. They're essentially a merchants or business association located in the north end of Hartford. But what happened was is that shortly after the money was dedicated by the legislature, there were a change in plans of who was going to receive the money. And all of a sudden, SHIBA, the nonprofit run by Sansore Cicero, who is under federal investigation as well, was named as a subrecipient. She was supposed to receive $300,000. What we found in the records was that there was a back and forth for nearly a year over how or whether the state was going to allow SHIBA to receive part of that federal money. When the money wasn't spent by 2024, the legislature took the money back. They, instead of giving it to a state agency to spend, they gave it to the city of Hartford. And what came about was the same exact plan that was being discussed in the state government, which was that the Upper Albany Main Street Association would receive a portion of the money, another portion of the money, roughly $475,000, would be dedicated to SHIBA, and the rest would go to essentially grants for small businesses along Albany Avenue.
Those were the $15,000 grants, right?
That's correct. That's okay. Correct.
But it seemed as if, because of the delay, the Upper Albany Main Street organization tried to find out what was going on. And it seems as if the money was pulled because there was concern there might be some double dipping. Could you just explain that?
Sure. So that is what the staff at DECD was concerned about, according to the emails that we obtained back in 2023. When they saw that SHIBA was being considered for a portion of the money, they made note that Sansore Cicero's nonprofit was already being paid for what they said was the exact same work through another state-funded program, which Senator McCrory also helped to essentially authorize. And at that point, they became concerned that Sansore Cicero and her nonprofit would be paid twice for essentially performing similar or the exact same services through two different programs or two government-funded programs. And there was a lot of back and forth about whether or not that was appropriate or whether people would come to question why she was receiving so much taxpayer money for essentially performing the same services for the state.
Wow. And so basically that is why this money has not been spent. It's gone through two different processes, the initial process, and then it was handed over to the city of Hartford, and they came up with almost the same plan, and so it's not going forward. So what are the small businesses saying?
They are now waiting. They were not told prior to us calling them that the program was essentially paused. So they are waiting and kind of wait, you know, with bated breath, waiting to see if they will get the $15,000 grants that they were promised.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Andy.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Andrew Brown is the Connecticut Mirror's investigative reporter. I'm Ebong Udama.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or take us with you on the go with the free WSHU app. And for even more from us, give us a follow on Instagram. We're easy to find. We're at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.